Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 216 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Need not in similar instances be repeated, but that the court would assume that similar objections had been made and overruled. This argument of the solicitor was not only illegal, but prejudicial to the defendant, in that he, in substance, urged upon the jury that a cross-examination of female witnesses for the state, who testified to Frank's bad character for lasciviousness, would, upon cross-examination, have testified as to specific acts of immorality against him. 71. R.R. Because the court permitted the solicitor, over the objection of defendant's counsel, to argue before the jury that the wife of the defendant did not speedily visit him when he was first taken under arrest, and that her failure to do so showed a consciousness on her part that he, her husband, was not innocent. In addressing this question to the jury, the solicitor said, "Do you tell me that there lives a true wife, conscious of her husband's innocence, that would not have gone through snapshot tears, reporters, and everything else to have seen him?" Frank said that his wife never went there because she was afraid that the snapshotters would get her picture, because she didn't want to go through the line of snapshotters. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that there never lived a woman conscious of the rectitude and innocence of her husband who would not have gone through snapshotters, reporters, and the advice of any rabbi under the sun, and you know it. Defendant's counsel objected to this line of argument when the same was being made, upon the ground that the conduct of his wife could in no sense be used as evidence of Frank's guilt, and that the solicitor had no right to argue as he did. The court declined to stop the argument, but permitted it to continue. The solicitor impassionately argued it to the jury that Mrs. Frank's conduct in not visiting her husband was strong evidence of his guilt. Argument was highly prejudicial against defendant, and the court erred in permitting it to be made and in not reprimanding the Solicitor General for the making of such an argument. 72, SS. Because the court permitted the Solicitor General,